Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are back, amen, with the second portion of Roadblocks in My Life. Amen. Praise God. It seemed like, amen, it's been so many things that have been thrown at us, amen, during the period of time that we're here on the earth, amen, and that is so limited, amen, in our success, that we, you know, we feel that we have made ourselves or been made a failure, amen, praise God, but by faith, amen, if we believe that God is able to do everything but fail, He will work these issues out. He worked them out for Israel. He always worked in the supernatural in order to perform the things that were needed in the natural for Israel. So we're going to go through something. You're going to go through something. I'm going to go through something as long as that there's a world and we are in the world. And it's an honor to suffer because when we suffer, we are being made, we are being developed more, amen, to be Christ-like, amen, praise God. And we are striving for perfection in order to be with the King, praise God, amen. Because one day we know that this old world will be dissolved, amen. The Bible said heaven and earth should pass away. And there's a new heaven and a new earth coming into existence. So we are pilgrims passing through. Amen. Praise God. And I don't know if you, years ago when I was a little girl, that was a movie made between the Hatfields and the McCoys. One nation of people, one group of people that were fighting against each other, and they was always killing out each other for various reasons, but they never could accomplish anything. Well, that's the way Satan is. Although he put the roadblocks or the stumbling blocks in our way, he can never accomplish anything because when we became Christians and we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he blessed us. We're blessed. Amen. Praise God. We might want million-dollar homes, some of us, and Lamborghinis and all of that stuff. And it might not have been appointed to us to have that. Amen. But it might have been appointed to us to have a $1,000 home and a little old Mercedes-Benz. Amen. Praise God. And that was sufficient. God say his grace is sufficient. And then we have a measure of faith. Amen. Praise God. But because of the enemy, in order to obtain that sometime, those blessings, in the natural, Satan comes in and he puts roadblocks or stumbling blocks in our way. And we're coming out of Numbers chapter 22. And chapter 23 today to finish up, amen, this segment of the teaching. So because of this, we have to understand how to deal with these situations, how to deal with these roadblocks. Roadblocks are temporary, depending on the reasons. Amen. One way to slow you down is that the enemy will put roadblocks in your way, or stumbling blocks in your way. Amen. Praise God. And we got to be able to stand despite of what's going on. In the olden times when a nation would fight against a nation, one of the things they would do was to set up a roadblock. A roadblock is a temporary thing that would literally slow the next nation down from coming and fighting against their enemies and overtaking them. one reason why the roadblocks were there was because of if they slowed, you know, put enough debris in front of those roadblocks, amen, it would take that next nation, amen, praise God, some time to remove that and give the nation that was running from them or fighting with them a chance to escape or a chance to regroup so that they can literally destroy their enemies when they penetrated into that nation. Same strategy can be described in many aspects of your life and the levels of intensity. What you think was insignificant in your life could cause you, amen, and your whole world to be turned upside down. These are invisible roadblocks or stumbling blocks that are designed to overthrow your vision, your purpose in life, and the calling that God has placed on your life. He is just for instance, and I said that on yesterday, there were two boxes in the ring, and one of the boxes had it in his mind, and both of them had the same thought that they had to literally defeat their enemy. But one boxer had made it up in his mind that he was literally going to overthrow his enemy. Amen. So he came in with words first. You remember Muhammad Ali, they used to call him. His name was Cassius Clay. And he went in and he talked to the enemy. He told his enemy, his opponent, what he was going to do and the time that he was going to do it. And he would say if he was going to knock him out in the second round, he did it. Amen. So he used words, amen, that would literally cause his enemies to think, amen, and to literally alter what he believed in. Just like David with Goliath. Goliath spoke all kind of words against Israel, amen, in order to try to slow them down and make them fearful, and then his sides on top of it. But Jesus say in so many words, amen, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. But at the same time, amen, praise God, if we come to Jesus, amen, then Jesus is going to take over. Jesus took over, amen, King David, amen, mindset a long time ago, and he knew that when he stood before the giant, he had the power to overthrow him by the words of God, amen. So the enemy was speaking words that were lies. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So the enemy was speaking words in order to try to slow us down. Those are stumbling blocks. Those are, amen, roadblocks. Amen. And so, amen, as Israel began to grow as a nation, amen, when they came out of Egypt, praise God, the nations that were around them heard about the power of their God. Amen. It's good to have God on your side because, amen, he is the only power that can destroy the enemy. Amen. And your enemy is not the people. Amen. Ephesians, praise God, I think it's 6, amen, tells about who your enemy is, praise God. So our enemy is not, amen, praise God, the humans, but it is the devil himself. And so we got those principalities, those powers, those spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. And they are all in the heavenlies, amen, praise God. But they, excuse me, rule and reign down here on earth, amen. And their job is to slow you down, to cause you to disbelieve in what God is saying, to cause you to, amen, get out of the will, amen, because of what you think, amen, should be the way it should be, to cause you to, amen, be thrown off by the strategies that he's going to do towards your ministry, towards your home, towards your marriage, towards your children. We know that Satan, amen, is a beguiler, amen. He seduces, and amen, he's very subtle, and he'll come in like he did with Eve and begin to beguile you, amen, to use strategy, amen, in order to tear down the spirit man. He don't want that spirit and that soul to connect with God and go back to God. He wants that spirit and soul because he want to use it, amen, in hell, amen, in order to fight against God. You see, we are, amen, predestined, and we are already ordained, amen, praise God, to do the will of God. So God has set special treasures down on the inside of us that are utilized for God's glory and his will in the earth realm. And so Satan knows that, and so he tries to overthrow you so that those gifts can't come out, so that they can't be used for the service of God. Amen. So because of this, amen, Moab had heard about, amen, Israel, amen, and how God delivered them from the Egyptians, Moab, amen, and the king Balak, he became afraid. And so he called on Balaam. He called on a soothsayer. Amen. And they were used to calling on their God for their purposes. Amen. And witchcraft was and still is one of the wickedest workers in the earth realm for Satan. Satan can yoke you up, amen, with the elements of this earth. Amen. The same dirt, amen, God made Adam out of, Satan will use that same dirt and put other wicked ingredients in it. Amen. Praise God, that come out of the earth and cause a person to be in bondage, that they never prosper, they never see their way, they never get hold to the right man, they never get hold to the right woman, and there's always some kind of problems with the jobs and stuff like that. So Satan worked with the elements of the earth in order to try to overthrow us, and he mixes those elements with demons, amen. And then the witches go out and perform that stuff, amen, making it a spiritual demonic mess, amen. So because of who we are, amen, we know that, amen, praise God, once God had blessed Abraham, all of his seeds are blessed, amen. Once God spoke, amen, into Abraham's life, our blessings became, amen, attached to us. You can't pull them off. You can't throw them away. You can't give them away because they are there. Satan is a thief. He will come and steal, but God will add on. Every time Satan comes in and steals something for you, God will add on. Well, after Balak had asked Balaam to come in, Balaam told him, "I can't do nothing, not listen. God, tell me to do it." So Balaam went on, and he would not move. And then Balak, amen, sent some more princes that were more noble than the first prince that he sent. Amen. And they asked Balaam to come and Balaam to come and curse Israel. And Balaam asked the Lord, and God told him to eventually say, "Well, go on forth. If you want to go forth, go on forth." And everything. But he didn't tell him you could curse, amen, praise God, because he had already told him you couldn't curse what God had blessed. So Balak, amen, praise God, was waiting on Balaam to come, and as Balaam was coming through the various towns and cities, the walls were there, and the walls became real narrow at one point, amen, and God's angel was sent to stop the donkey, amen, praise God. And Balaam, look, he took and began to beat that donkey, amen, trying to make him go forward. And the donkey could not go forward because the angel of the Lord stood before him. So finally, after he had beat the donkey so much, the donkey began to talk, amen. And she began to tell Balaam about her service toward him, amen. And she began to let him know that was something in front of her that, amen, was stopping her from doing his will. So the angel, amen, opened up Balaam's eyes, and he seen that the angel of the Lord was there. Amen, praise God. And the angel told him, he said, "You can go forth, amen, but," he said, "you can only do what, amen, the Lord tell you to do, what's spoken out of his mouth, amen, that he would have to obey." I don't care what these witches and warlocks, jealous and envy, I don't care what has been thrown before you, God will not allow the enemy to overtake you. These are just roadblocks and stumbling blocks. But you have to have the God kind of faith that call those things that be not as though they were. If you got situations in your life, you look to God, who is the author and finisher of your faith, and you begin to tell God what's going on, and then God will come back and give you the answer. Praise God. So, amen, what Satan is really afraid of is that he know that if you get any foothold, amen, you will destroy him. If you get anywhere with, amen, the will of God, you will destroy him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so Satan is doing everything that he can to try to stop you. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes, and that's been my biggest battle, other than the things that have happened to my baby boy. And despite of the stumbling blocks that Satan has tried to put in my life, I said if I have to preach, I'll preach weak or sick or whatever, amen, until God heal me, I'm going to do it. Because, see, I know who God is. I've been before God, I've been before Jesus, and I've been before the Holy Spirit. And I know that he's a powerful God. And I know that he's keeping me even in the midst of what Satan tried to do. Years ago, I married a man, praise God. And this man that I married, praise God, was a stumbling block. Well, this is what Satan, amen, praise God, want to do, amen, as far as the roadblocks and the stumbling blocks are concerned. Amen, praise God. If we... Amen. Look at the things that God has literally spoke over Israel. You will know that, amen, praise God, although they have been killed out, amen, nations, amen, have tried to do everything they can to stop them, amen, praise God. And so they weren't able to stop them. Babylon, amen, praise God, King Nebuchadnezzar took various things, amen, out of the temple of the living God, that were precious in God's eyesight, and he took, amen, the people and brought them into captivity. Amen, praise God. Not only that, but Egypt, Pharaoh, did the same thing, put them into captivity. But every time there is a captivity in your life, that's an opportunity for you to glorify God, because God is working out something for your life. So Balak went on after he seen the angel, and he obeyed the angel, and came and he met Balak. Amen, praise God. And Balaam said unto Balak, stand thou, amen, here, amen. And he was going to literally make an offering, amen. He had built seven altars, and he was going to make an offering and meet with God, and God would give him instructions on what to do. And the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak, amen. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt offering, and he and all the prince of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, Balak, king of Moab, hath brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom God had not defied? Amen. From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. God has called you as well as Israel to dwell alone. That means you can't never mix with the nations. Amen. Praise God. The only thing that you can do is go in and minister to those, amen, that God has assigned you to minister to, and get back in your, amen, sanctification, your separation, amen, because you're not like them. Praise God. And so it's your job to stay away from the enemy, because he's throwing those roadblocks and those stumbling blocks, and the less time you have with the enemy, the better off you'll be. Amen. Praise God. Because Satan has a way of influencing you. Amen. He comes in, praise God, pretty and handsome, and he sends all kind of demons, praise God, women demons, men demons. He even uses animals. Amen. Praise God. In order to influence you. These animals, these demons, these humans, even the ones that died on and went to hell, they're there holding conversation with you all day long. A lot of times you stand up there and you thinking you done thought a thought, and that's not your thought. That's the enemy coming in, holding conversations with you, trying to influence you to come and follow him and abort your purpose and to do his will and not to obey God. But the Bible say obedience is better than sacrifice. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? Took thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. Amen. Praise God. Even the enemy, amen, praise God, got to speak a blessing on you, because when they see it and they can no longer, amen, penetrate through your walls, amen, of protection, then they'll begin to say, oh, she's blessed her. Amen, he's blessed her. I can't touch her. Amen. Even though I'm a witch or whatever, that's going to cost me my life. Balaam, amen, praise God, life could have been destroyed, amen, by the hand of God. When the donkey wouldn't move, praise God, he could have lost his life. But God gave him a chance so that he could speak and tell the truth. Today, amen, if we live holy and live right, amen, those blessings are going to follow us, like Deuteronomy, amen, 28 say, the Bible say we are blessed above, and amen, praise God, and we are not beneath. And it continues on to say how our family, the fruit of our wounds, our cattle, that's our finances, praise God. All of that is going to be blessed. Amen, praise God. We might not be $1 million blessing some of us, and some of us might be, but we still blessed. God is still providing. Amen, praise God. So the Bible say, amen, praise God, that, amen, Balaam went on, amen, praise God. And the Bible said that, amen, praise God, in the 23rd chapter, amen, starting at the 19th verse, amen, the Bible say, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoke, and shall he not make it good? God had told, amen, Israel, amen, amen, that they would inherit the land that he had told Father Abraham. He had made a covenant with Father Abraham, and that covenant could not be broken. And God fulfills his word. He don't say a word and then turn and say, oh, I, and then think a negative thought. But all in God is positive, is yea and amen. And when we become the sons and daughters of God, we are blessed, amen. But the enemy want to keep us in a stronghold. He want to keep us with our mind thinking that, amen, praise God, we are a cursed nation, and we can't accomplish anything. But once you move those roadblocks out, amen, praise God, then you'll be able to see, amen, praise God, what is ahead of you. Amen, praise God. And so the Bible said, behold, I have received the commandments to bless, and he had blessed, and I cannot reverse it. It cannot be reversed by no witch. Amen. It cannot be reversed, not by your family, your jealous enemies, those that have persecuted you. It cannot be reversed. I don't care if they don't never see nothing but what they want to see. God has already performed his works, amen, in your life for purpose, amen, and you will not fail the Lord. He had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord, his God, is with him, and the shout of a king among them. Now, what this verse is saying is that, amen, Jesus had not even came on the scene, and God has said, take up your sins, is forgiven. Your iniquities is forgiven. Amen. He said, I know you're out there sinning against me. I know that you're out there mixing with the nation, doing all kind of perverse things. Amen. He said, but I'm going to chastise you. Amen. And I'm not going to hold it against you. Amen. Praise God if you stop. Amen. Praise God. You might go through something. Amen. And that's in order, just like God would say, amen, praise God, if you have a child. Then you tell that child, do not touch that stove, it will burn you. That's in order for you to understand that that stove will burn you, amen, praise God. So when you go and touch it, amen, and it burns you, that's a remembrance to say, no, I can't do this. God don't want us to go back, amen, into the same bondage we come out of. Egypt is gone out of your life. Abundance is gone, and all God wanted to do is fulfill his will in your life. So God brought them out of Egypt, and he had, as it were, this strange, amen, amen, praise God, people literally had to be removed that were in Egypt, and then he brought in a multitude of people, but the strength of a unicorn, amen, is what God did. He brought them out with the strength of a unicorn. Amen, praise God. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Can't no witch stop you, saints. You're stopping yourself because of unbelief and fear. Can't no witch doctor, amen, no warlock, no soothsayer, no divination stop you. Amen. Neither is any divination against Israel. Can't nothing come against you that God don't see that he's not capable of dealing with. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said there's no counsel that is greater than the counsel of God. Satan can sit up all night long, show you visions and dreams and lies. That's the counsel of the ungodly. But, amen, before daybreak, amen, or right around that time, God and already gave you the answer. Some of us are suffering, amen, because our enemy has attacked our mind. We feel like giving up, amen, amen, and all of a sudden, amen, praise God, we give up, amen, before the blessing, amen, of the manifestation of the blessing is seen. Amen, praise God. So, amen, Balaam had literally answered Balak and told him, I can't do nothing to hinder Israel. But he said this one thing at the end of it. He said, what you can do is you can put a stumbling block before Israel. That's the only thing I can tell you. Amen. And the stumbling block, amen, was to intermarry, amen, with the, amen, praise God, the nation of Moab and all of those other nations, amen, and that became a stumbling block. That became a roadblock. What is your roadblock today? What is your stumbling block? Dating the wrong person that has caused drama, amen, after drama, amen. The husband, perhaps you married the wrong man, amen, or the wrong woman, and now you have birthed four children, and the children, amen, have given you nothing but hell along with that husband. The children are so bad because they come out from Satan's seed that you can't do nothing to help them, amen, and they have proven it, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. By the wicked things that they do and you hate, you ever met that man, you ever married that man. Well, that was a stumbling block before you. But God, amen, said in the midst of your stumbling block, amen, where the enemy has tried to curse you, he's going to turn around and bless you. Amen. It could be your job. Amen. You, after 3 months, you knew that, amen, that was a stumbling block and a roadblock was put up there because, amen, your boss had already let you know you'll never get a raise. Amen. And you realize, amen, there is room for growth. Amen. But you can never get it. Those are stumbling blocks. And in order to get away from a roadblock or a stumbling block, you must first move debris. And in order to move the debris, you got to go into fasting and praying and ask God, God, what is my stumbling block? Is it this man that I married and I didn't wait on you? What is my stumbling block? Is it the job that I'm on? Amen. If I'm doing something wrong in my ministry, what is my stumbling block? What is my roadblock that keeps me from, amen, getting to my blessing? Amen. And ask God to move those roadblocks, and then all of a sudden, amen, there he is. He has resolved the problem, amen, and you are, amen, on your way to your blessing. Amen. Get on your knees, saints, and begin to pray and begin to seek the Lord. Begin to do the things that God has told you to do. Amen. And that's when you'll begin to reap the benefits, amen, that the blessing holds. Each blessing is attached to God. It cannot be detached, praise God. Amen. But you can cause, amen, yourself to be delayed by listening to the enemy. Satan is a liar. Every time he come to me with a vision, a dream, he always trying to come and offer me a job. My job is to do the will of God. Despite of my sickness that the enemy has tried to put on me, I still confess that I'm healed. Despite of what I go through with my children, I still confess that I'm blessed. Amen. You need to make declarations and decrees over your life so that these things can stop. Amen. Praise God. The more you speak of who you are, Ross, P. priesthood and a holy nation, the more the enemy is going to back up. Amen. David, King David, literally used words against the words that were spoken by Goliath. Amen. Have a wonderful day.